Insider trading,
a definition and discussion. Insider trading has a negative connotation, even though it isn't always done illegally. Insider trading occurs when corporate insiders trade a company's stock or securities. Insiders are people who play an important role in a corporation. These include certain employees, officers, directors, and stakeholders who already hold a certain percentage of the company's shares. Most of the time, their trades are legal. When they trade in their own securities, they must report their trades to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. However, when an insider bases trades on information that has not been made public and is obtained from the insider's everyday role at the company, it becomes illegal. Insiders are prohibited by their fiduciary duties to buy or sell a security based on the insider information. It is also illegal for an insider to share this information with someone else, and tipping, acting on a tip, is illegal. The SEC has brought several insider trading cases to court. In such cases, the SEC asserts that insiders and others traded after they gained knowledge of certain business developments that might affect the stock prices. The SEC has also brought cases against friends and relatives of an insider who traded upon receipt of restricted information from that insider. Legal, banking, and printing company employees who received information to provide services for the corporation whose stock they traded, government employees who gained classified information as part of their job, and other people who misappropriated and profited from confidential information. Insider trading is a serious offense because it is not fair. When insider trading occurs, people begin to doubt the integrity of investing and, as a result, they start to worry that investing is not safe. Although many countries have laws forbidding insider trading, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada have the strictest laws and punishments. The SEC has made enforcing insider trading a priority. Stiff criminal penalties or less strict civil penalties can be administered in the event that an insider trading case is proven. Insider trading can be difficult to prove because there often isn't enough evidence. While cases such as murder typically have some sort of physical evidence that directly links the accused person to the crime, most of the evidence in insider trading cases is circumstantial. However, civil insider trading cases can be easier to prove than some criminal cases, since they only require that guilt is shown by most of the evidence, not beyond a reasonable doubt. In the U.S., insider trading can be punished with monetary fines that must be paid or by imprisonment that must be served, depending on the type of case. With many mergers taking place, the risk of insider trading increases. Several cases in the U.S. in the 1980s were important to the legal history of insider trading. In one case, a printer who was accused of learning information that was not known to the public was brought to trial. He learned the information after he had been hired to print materials for a company that was buying another company. He bought stock in the company that was buying the other. The case went through several decisions, reversals, and courts. Another case in the late 1980s involved a writer for the Wall Street Journal. His stories were considered influential, and his column could affect the stock prices about his subjects. He was accused of tipping information and then sharing in the profits that others made from his tips. This case was appealed and later involved the Supreme Court, who agreed that the writer engaged in fraud. Since insider trading is not just a U.S. issue and companies are publicly traded in other countries around the world, more nations are involved in prosecuting cases. The U.S. has entered into several treaties with countries including Switzerland, Turkey, Canada, and Italy, among others. These treaties are called Mutual Legal Assistance Treaties, and allow countries to help each other locate witnesses, obtain statements, and find business records. Perhaps if everyone works together, the world of investing will remain fair and safe and keep its integrity intact.